You ever see this guy with the pillows on Fox? My pillow guy, Mike Lindell. He is the greatest. The My Pillow guy. Thank you. Mike Lindell. And he's been with us right from the beginning.
Now let's talk about our plan to secure our elections. You know, I was just in Green Bay with our real president, and he said, I talked to him in the back, and I'll tell you what, you talk about optimism. He's just full of, he's the most optimistic person I've ever met, and he's so courageous. And all of you out there, courage is contagious. We can't sit around now. This is it. You all got to get involved, and here's how you can get involved. Go to LindellPlan.com, and there you can donate. You can donate and help out, or you can get involved with the plan. Here's what you can do: go to the app store and get the Mike Lindell apps. You're going to want the Frank Speech app, which you're all watching right now. You're going to want to get the Mike Lindell Courage app. You want to get the Frank Social app. It's so important, the Frank Social app. You're going to want to get that. That's like an election app, but it's better than Facebook. It's got, you know, this is a social media platform, and you click it and you go right to Frank Speech. So there's like sister companies, and you get informed there. But when you're on the Lindell plan, if you go down to the bottom, as we scroll down, everybody, there you can see the speech I did there. And I want everybody to watch this. In fact, I want to play this right now. I forgot about that. That's what I was going to do tonight. So are you able to play this, Apollo, that right there? Play it.
Yeah, I can do that. Give me one sec.
Yeah. Let's just play that. And you guys, I'll be back. It's about 10 minutes long. It's absolutely awesome. And we can say Dominion on this show. We can say anything that rhymes with Dominion. We can say Smartmatic. We can say ES&S. We can say Heart. We can talk bad about machine companies. Absolutely, we can here. It's freedom of speech. What a concept. So we're going to go ahead and play this. I found this video. Someone sent it to me last night. I don't know. It's probably midnight or whatever. And I sat and watched it. It was absolutely amazing. You guys, so if we can start that, or do you need time to get it in there?
Nope, I've got it. I can play now.
All right, so here you guys watch this, and then we'll come back. And let's really, really think about Fox News, what went on with Fox News, you know. So here we go.
There have been shocking developments in the court cases with Dominion voting machines. Dominion has been suing anyone who suggests that the company was involved in cheating in the 2020 election. Now, I don't want to be sued. So I'm going to be breaking down what has happened using Dominion's own words. And we're going to answer the question, has Dominion committed fraud? In the 2020 election, Dominion voting machines were used in 28 states and Puerto Rico. This included every swing state. So if you voted in 2020, there's a good chance your vote was counted by a Dominion voting machine. As I'm sure you are aware, there are many people claiming fraud in the 2020 election, and Dominion voting machines is one area they place blame for the fraud. Dominion has been suing people over these allegations. The most famous example is their lawsuit against Fox News. I want to walk you through this lawsuit because I don't think a lot of people understand what happened. Dominion sued Fox News over four main types of statements. Fox would bring speakers on their shows, like Rudy Giuliani or Sidney Powell, who would make these statements. The fraud lie, the algorithm lie, the Venezuela lie, and the kickback lie. These are the terms that Dominion uses to refer to these statements. I'm going to go through each one. The fraud lie is pretty straightforward. It's the idea that Dominion was involved in committing fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The algorithm lie is based on the idea that software in the machines was used to manipulate votes. The Venezuela lie says there is a connection between Dominion and Hugo Chavez in Venezuela. The theory is that Hugo Chavez worked with a company called Smartmatic to create electronic voting machines for Venezuela. They purposely built vulnerabilities into the software so that Hugo Chavez could control the outcome of the vote. After they started using these machines, they held a vote in Venezuela that eliminated term limits for Hugo Chavez. The theory is that Dominion and all voting machine software is based off the original code used by Smartmatic, and that the anomalies people experienced in the 2020 election are similar to anomalies that did happen in the Venezuela elections. The kickback lie refers to the enormous amount of money that Dominion makes from elections. Just for example, Dominion's contract in Georgia was $107 million. The theory is that politicians were influenced to favor Dominion in government procurements through political donations and other kickbacks. Now, in this video, I'm not going to say whether these theories are true or not. You can look into them on your own. What I do think is interesting is what happened in the lawsuit with Fox News. The judge in this case is someone named Eric Davis. He's a Democrat judge in the Democrat state of Delaware. He was appointed by Democrat Governor Jack Markell, who had close ties with Joe Biden. In fact, Joe Biden was so friendly with Jack Markell that he appointed him last year to be the U.S. ambassador to Italy. The point is that this court is not going to be a venue that would be favorable to Fox News. In a shocking turn in the case, Fox News requested a summary judgment, requesting that the case be dismissed. Summary judgment means that the judge decides on the outcome of the case before it goes to trial. You would typically ask for summary judgment in a frivolous lawsuit. For instance, if someone sues you and it's a bogus lawsuit with no evidence you did anything wrong, you can ask the judge to just throw the case out. That way, no one has to go through the process of a trial for a frivolous case. There is a risk to doing this, though. Under summary judgment, the judge must evaluate your request after viewing the record in a light most favorable to the non-moving party. The judge is going to look at the evidence in a way that is most favorable to your opponent. If the case still looks frivolous, the judge can throw out the lawsuit. In the case with Fox News, it's really confusing to me why they would ask for summary judgment. Why would they ask this judge to consider the evidence in a way that's most favorable to Dominion? Let's look at the evidence in this case. In the 2020 election, Fox News was the first major news network to call Arizona for Joe Biden. Remember that Arizona did not finish counting votes until a month after Election Day. So it was very strange for Fox News to call the state so early, in a move that essentially solidified the election for Joe Biden. On top of this, when people started complaining about election fraud, Fox News produced a fact check 10 days after the election. Their fact check states there was no evidence of widespread fraud, and claims about Dominion switching or deleting votes are 100% false, and claims that votes for President Trump were deleted are mathematically impossible. I want to just stop and think about this, because these statements seem ludicrous to me. They are claiming there is 0% chance that any employee at Dominion did anything wrong with the election at all. It is a mathematical impossibility. How can any fact checker say that? There is no chance whatsoever? They are making this statement only 10 days after the election, before multiple states have even finished counting their votes. I don't see how they call this journalism, because their fact-check statements seem highly unlikely to me. But regardless of whether we believe the fact-check or not, Fox News said it. So Fox News put themselves in a situation where they called the election for Joe Biden, they said there was no election fraud, And then they brought on guest speakers who said there was election fraud. That is the basis of the case. Dominion is claiming that Fox News admitted themselves that they lied. I have to admit that in this situation, Dominion has a point. Why did Fox News do this? They seem like a bunch of hypocrites. What is even more confusing is how Fox News responded to Dominion's lawsuit. When Fox filed their response, they did not file any evidence that would question the election and justify their actions. Instead, the response by Fox was that basically they were just reporting the news and they should be free to report on what people say. They did not provide any evidence to dispute Dominion's complaint against them. So what is the judge supposed to do if Fox does not bother to present any evidence? We have a case being decided by a Democrat judge. Fox News is requesting that the judge decide the case in a light most favorable to Dominion. Fox News is claiming that they themselves are lying, and Fox News is not providing any evidence to dispute the complaint. Why are they doing this? It's almost like they're trying to lose the case on purpose. Of course, the judge decided the case for Dominion, with the only matter still to be determined at trial as to whether Fox News committed defamation with actual malice. The judge states in his decision, the evidence developed in this civil proceeding demonstrates that it is crystal clear that none of the statements relating to Dominion about the 2020 election are true. I can't really get mad at the judge here. I probably would have made the same decision because the judge never heard any evidence that would convince him otherwise. Fox News settled the case by paying Dominion $787.5 million. Shortly after this settlement, Tucker Carlson was fired from Fox News. Tucker Carlson was someone on Fox that was going to continue to talk about whether the election was stolen, which seems to be at least part of the reason for his firing. What is surprising about this whole settlement is that there continues to be concern about fraud with Dominion voting machines. In fact, the U.S. government issued a warning about Dominion voting machines in June 2022. CISA, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, issued this press release saying that Dominion voting machines had security vulnerabilities that could be exploited. People are so outraged over this that the people in Georgia have been fighting in court to remove the use of Dominion voting machines from their elections on the basis that they're not secure. In January 2024, a computer scientist demonstrated in court how he could manipulate a Dominion voting machine using only a pen, a fake $10 voter card, or a $100 USB device. In a matter of seconds, he could rig the machine to print out as many ballots as he wanted. I'm going to explain how you fake a Dominion voting machine. This is all public information anyone can find on the internet. You take a pen and you insert it into the power button on the back of the machine and you hold it down for 5 seconds. This reboots the machine in safe mode and gives you super user access. This gives you unlimited ability to manipulate data on the machine. Now, I don't know what you think, but to me, it sounds like these machines are not very secure. Now, you might argue that all these machines have audit logs. So if someone tried to manipulate the votes, wouldn't you just see it in the audit logs? However, if you are a super user, you can delete the audit logs. Also, you can program all of these steps into a technician card. You insert the card and it runs the program in seconds. Just so you understand this, any random person can walk in off the street and very easily and quickly change the vote count from any voting machine. Why are we using these in our elections? But hold on, it gets worse. That example would just be one voting machine in one location. There's also a vulnerability if these machines are connected to the internet. The machines run on a version of Microsoft Windows from 2015. There are some well-known malware hacks that can access the system through the internet. If the malware infected the right file, it could change the votes in every Dominion voting machine in the county. It could also delete itself once it was done. Even if the machines were not connected to the internet, someone could infect the system simply by inserting a USB device. Why are we using these machines in our elections? But hold on, it gets worse. Dominion is continuing to sue people who accuse them of cheating in the 2020 elections. But unlike Fox News, these other defendants are fighting back. Dominion is suing Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne, the CEO of Overstock, and Mike Lindell, the CEO of MyPillow. All of these cases have been filed in Democrat courts in Washington, D.C. But even with biased judges and juries, these cases are going to be incredibly difficult for Dominion to win. They have to prove that these people were all intentionally lying when they claimed the 2020 election was stolen. I don't think anyone seriously doubts that these people actually believe the 2020 election was stolen. The case against Patrick Byrne is currently in discovery. The discovery uncovered multiple emails internal to Dominion that raise significant questions about the company. Patrick's attorney is Stephanie Lambert. She turned the emails over to Sheriff Darleaf as evidence Dominion committed crimes during the 2020 election. Sheriff Darleaf sent this letter to Congress requesting an immediate investigation. He says the emails show that foreign nationals have accessed electronic voting machines in Michigan and other states. What he is referring to is this email. Dominion has offices in Serbia. This is an email chain of Dominion staff in Serbia talking about running a test on Colorado voting machines. They are going to connect to the machines and vote. I quote, "Let's try and run the whole test for the Colorado project and full face ballot by voting. Why do Serbians have the ability to log into U.S. voting machines and vote?" This is especially troubling because Dominion has always tried to combat accusations about their voting machine vulnerabilities by claiming that the machines are not connected to the internet. Well, if they're not connected, how are the Serbians logging in? In fact, here is the CEO of Dominion testifying under oath that there are no modems in Dominion machines that can connect them to the internet.
"And so are those networked? Is the computer then networked directly to the tabulator on a local area network?"
The systems are designed to be closed networked, which means they are connected to each other in a local area network, but they are not designed to be connected to the outside world through either an internet connection or any other external connectivity device.
"Does Dominion have any way to remotely access any of the information on any of the equipment or have remote access within the machines themselves?"
"No."
"So there is no modem at all in these machines?"
"The only modem is the one that I described that is has a very, very particular function on the precinct, and we do not have access to it, and nor can we modem into that machine."
"Does anybody have access, to the best of your knowledge?"
"No."
The CEO is lying. We have the emails of Dominion employees, foreign nationals, who are talking about accessing the voting equipment. The CEO is committing perjury here. But it's even worse than that. Here's a certification from the EAC, the U.S. Election Assistance Commission. They are the organization that has certified Dominion voting machines for U.S. elections. In this document, the use of modems to connect to the internet is marked no. If this is not correct, and Dominion is using modems to connect the voting machines to the internet, that means they lied to the EAC. This is another email from Dominion employees talking about voting machines in Alaska. They say the remaining 304 in Alaska were retrofitted with dial-up modems and received in all five regional offices. Why is Dominion putting modems in the Alaska voting machines? This not only means that the CEO lied under oath about the modems, it means that Dominion lied to the EAC. And it means that Dominion has lied under oath in every single lawsuit against Fox News, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, Patrick Byrne, and Mike Lindell. Not only that, consider all of the money Dominion has made off of taxpayer dollars. Dominion would have gone through a procurement process based on their EAC certification. That means they also lied about the modems to obtain enormous amounts of taxpayer dollars. That is evidence of fraud. So I will ask again, why are we using any of these machines in the upcoming election? Again, I'm not even addressing the issue of whether Dominion cheated in the 2020 election. I am saying that there is evidence that they are committing fraud right now. Just so you understand what this means, Fox News paid Dominion $787.5 million in their settlement. If Dominion lied to get that settlement, and if Fox News has lawyers that are any good, they can ask that the settlement be overturned because of fraud, and Fox News can ask for all their money back. Now I want to hear from you. What do you think about Dominion? Leave a comment down below. And if you like this video, don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't...
Wow, huh? That's what I was doing at midnight last night. And you know what, everybody? That was on YouTube. Now, let's think how times have changed in 3 years. YouTube, one of the worst companies on the planet, tied to Google, Alphabet, the whole group up there that censored everything back then. They still censor me. Check my name out on YouTube, and you're going to find all the Jimmy Kimmel bashing me and, one podcast after another over there attacking Mike Lindell. But back in the day, if you put anything up on YouTube like that, and you're going to be banned everywhere. They tell everybody. And that guy, what amazing. It's probably already down, but I grabbed it before it went down, and maybe it's still up. But, man, he puts all the, I don't know who the guy is, but he tells it like it is. And a couple of things that I really want to bring up. You think, why did Fox News in 2020, November of 2020, after they called Arizona, 10 days later, they say there's 100% no mathematical possibility that anybody for Dominion did anything wrong or did any, not even one thing wrong. You know, that's what you heard there. That's bizarre. And then they do this summary judgment thing, and they never asked for evidence. They didn't ask me for evidence. We subpoenaed. We tried to get evidence from them or give them our evidence. I offered all kinds of evidence to both Newsmax, Fox, all these places. Here, you guys want evidence? I got more evidence than I need. I got evidence all over the place. They didn't want my evidence. You know. I always thought it was strange. Well, why don't you want the evidence? I mean, it is very strange. Well, was it a setup? We'll see. Like you just said, Fox News could get their money back. We know, supposedly, right? That they, we just heard this, CEO of Dominion lie. He badmouthed me back when I had to tell Dominion, sue me, Dominion. He goes, yep, I think we're going to sue Mike Lindell. Yep. If he keeps asking to be sued. No, I was suing you so we'd get all the evidence out in the court and show the whole world, which we did. Right here on Frank's Speech, everybody, you can go down about four lines down to go over and you'll see inside the machines. And right there is the Mesa County image inside a Dominion machine when they went into Colorado with crooked Jenna Griswold, the Secretary of State of Colorado, and deleted the whole 2020 election. Then they headed over to Wisconsin. Let's go do it over there. There it is, everybody, inside the machine. You get in there, you have any cyber guy, I don't care, hire anyone you want. The Facebook fact checkers got that. Alan Duke got that image from me. I gave him the image 2 years ago now. Signed an NDA with them and said, hey, check into this, Alan. You put Facebook fact checks over across everything I put out and anything anybody puts out. And I did it. And Alan Duke looks at it. He had his cyber guy look at it. They go, yep, it's all true. And I go, well, tell the world. Save our country, Alan Duke. No. We're fact checkers. We only check things that are false and put flags over. We don't tell the whole world that things are true. Shame on you, Alan Duke. You know, and we don't hear from Alan Duke anymore because everything he put a Facebook fact check over was all true. You know, that's why I called him one of the biggest traitors this country's ever seen. You know, and it was disgusting. You know, we don't hear from him. We haven't heard from him in over, I don't know, a year and a half, ever since the evidence pouring out. When Castvote Records poured out, the Mesa County Image poured out. By the way, another thing you've seen in this movie or this clip is they talk about Serbia. I sent a plane over to Serbia about 2 years ago. They're whistleblowers, Dominion employees right out of Serbia. They had all the goods on Dominion. They were telling everything, but they wanted protection here in the country. I can't give them protection. I said I could hide you in the underground. Pay money, whatever, hide you. But I said, I can't give you immunity. I said, our real president, Donald Trump's not, they took him out of power, stole his election. Anyway, so that, then you see another thing in there was they told you about the case in Georgia. We all went through that. That case, by the way, when that was the same judge, an Obama appointed judge. We waited. That's the curling case down in Georgia, everybody, with crooked Brad Raffensperger, the biggest crook in the country when it comes to politics, the uniparty Brad, right up there with Robin Voss. It's like a horse race between these two. So Robin Voss, the Speaker of the House of Wisconsin, which, by the way, where they're getting him recalled. You can go to RacineRecall.org. RacineRecall.org, everybody, if you wanted to get aboard the Recall Robin Voss train over there in Wisconsin, help save our country. There it is, Recall Robin Voss. In fact, let's play. Why don't you go ahead and play that commercial too? Let's play that while we're on a Robin Voss. Go ahead and play that, Apollo. So everybody, while he's getting that commercial ready to be played, played. Did you also see? They talked about these things where you can just stick a pin on them. You go into a voting booth, stick a pin in a Dominion machine and do whatever you want. Well, that's something we just found in our Supreme Court case, everybody. That's at the Supreme Court is there. We found encryption keys. They're in all the machines. These are like God keys that can do whatever you want with them. It's like having a bank vault. You put the combination there. Or if I have my ATM card, I wrote my password on there for you. This is bizarre. Like you said, why are we using these machines in our elections? This is what I've been saying for 3 years. And all the horrible journalists out there, that, you know, when this finally happens, okay, why don't we go ahead and play it here, if we can't play the commercial.
Hi, Regular Joe with you again with a troubling update. Robin Voss has crossed lines that cannot be ignored. His actions to block legislation preventing the Chinese Communist Party from buying Wisconsin farmland not only disregards our agricultural heritage, but poses a clear and present danger to our state's sovereignty and security. Voss's vice chairmanship on a board with deep ties to a Chinese group intent on influencing American legislators reveals a conflict of interest that cannot stand. Meanwhile, regime puppets on the radio work overtime to mislead the people of Wisconsin, painting a false narrative to protect Voss. But the facts remain, and the truth is clear. With the recent recall effort, the people's voice was strong. Signatures outnumbered Voss's primary votes. It's time to finish what we started. Sign the new petition. Visit RacineRecall.org. That's RacineRecall.org. Let's recall Robin CCP Voss and reclaim our state.
Paid for by Racine Recall Committee.
And everybody, you know, you got to get, if you're over there in Wisconsin, get that petition signed. Come on, you're in Racine County, get it signed. Robin's got to go. I'm telling you, everybody, Robin Voss, they're just trying, you know, communist ties is just the tip of the iceberg. Okay. Remember, he did the biggest investigation in Wisconsin's probably history in an election. He hired Michael Gableman, the great Supreme Court judge there, to do this. To do the investigation. I know Michael. He's a bulldog. He wasn't going to give up. He dug in with everything he had for 9 months. Well, be careful what you wish for, Robin. He found all kinds of fraud from dirty voter rolls. You know, 7 million people on the voter rolls. If everybody voted in Wisconsin, it's only 4 million. He found machines, all the voting machines corrupt. 20,000 people voted from one phone number. It's just disgusting. All the suckabuck drop boxes there, all the stuff that went on. The nursing homes where you go in and say, hey, who do you vote for? So much fraud in Wisconsin. And Robin Voss says, my hands are tied. I know there was widespread fraud, but my hands are tied. He goes, unless a judge rules on it, I'm not going to do anything. A month later, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin ruled there was widespread fraud, and Robin went silent. Shame on you, Robin Voss. You got to go. Then he protects Megan Wolf on the WEC, one of the most corrupt organizations in the country. That's their acting Secretary of State, basically, in Wisconsin, everybody. We're tired of the Robin Vosses and the Brad Raffensperger's of the world. Now let's circle back to Brad Raffensperger down in Florida, or down in Georgia. I mean, so in Georgia, this judge rules this fall that there's that these machines, the experts said there's problems. So she ruled, you know what? We're going to move this case forward. And if you question these machines, you're not a conspiracy theorist. Well, that's the day. Remember, everybody, I took off my tinfoil hat. That was a special day last fall. Well, here, the judge now, and the you've seen it right on this clip we showed before, this judge, right in front of her, Alex Halderman, hacked in with a ballpoint pen and flipped all the votes. So now he just told you on that thing, you can go into the voting booths and stick a pen in there and that switch around a Dominion voting machine, And by the way, everybody, when I talk about these machines, that includes ES&S, the biggest one in the country out of Omaha, Nebraska. ES&S has more machines than anyone, not Dominion. They're number one. ES&S broke antitrust laws about 7-8 years ago, and they had to sell Diebold to Dominion because they were getting a monopoly, trying to create a monopoly. No one talks about that. ES&S, Hart, Smartmatic, Dominion. They have 90, I think, but what is our senator here? Amy Klobuchar, a Democrat, Minnesota, says they control, four companies control our whole elections. You know, the Democrats wanted these machines gone for 2 decades. We're tired of fighting uniparty Republicans. It's disgusting. Robin Voss has to go. You guys get that petition signed. Another thing you've seen in this tape, it was just an amazing tape. And if you guys get a chance, tell everyone you can about it. Go to LindellPlan.com. We've got it posted there. We've got the Robin Voss thing posted there. I need you all to donate. Help out tonight. You guys, we got a huge event coming up on April 17th in Las Vegas. Maybe you can scroll down if you can see that. Maybe we got it posted there. There it is, everybody. We got the U.S. Supreme Court thing. We're going to do a roundtable event there. With Steve Bannon's going to be the host. You're going to have the great attorney, Kurt Olson. He will be with all the experts with the Supreme Court case. But then you see you have a day full of sheriffs, the constitutional sheriff. There's going to be so many speakers there. I'm going to be a speaker, and I want to be a part of watching that great Supreme Court roundtable we're having. We're waiting for the Supreme Court to accept the case, everybody. When they do, we are going to have a 9-0 vote. I really believe it, just like the Colorado case. There's the decryption keys found in the voting machines. The evidence will shock the world. You can see all this stuff over at LindellPlan.com. Why don't you scroll down a little bit more here? We're going to get some people. Those are the different things of the cases there. Go ahead and go down further. Okay, there's the plan, everybody, too. If you want to know the plan to secure elections, you guys can read all about it there. Absolutely read all about it. But you know what you got to do? You got to click that donate button. Go ahead and click that button. We'll get some, and we'll show you guys where you can. There's an address down below. Is there an address there that they can send their checks into? There you go, everybody. There's a phone number you can call right now to donate. To help get this event, we need help at the event. We need people to get there for the Supreme Court, for this roundtable that we're going to have. We need to get the exposure out for this plan, too. 800-598-6747. I got operators standing by for you for donation. We need your help. We've come this far, over 3 years. I have over 300,000 people talked to in all 50 states, and And they have leaders of leaders of leaders. And we're moving forward. We're going on the ground in South Dakota, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan. I was just in Wisconsin. All these places from the county up to get rid of these voting machines, to get rid of these computers and save our country. Our great real president, I talked to him the other day, and he's asked me, he goes, you know, you think we'll have these elections secure enough? Do we get a fair election? I said, absolutely. And it's with your help, everybody. This is where your bang for your buck is. You want to help save your country? You don't want to get involved directly? We need your donations. There's where you can send your checks. You can go right online here and click on, why don't you show them where they can click on the donate online at lindellplan.com. Just click the donate, scroll down. I think it's got different amounts there. You can be, but we'll take any $5, whatever you can do. $1 million, $5, whatever you can do. It all 100% goes to secure our elections. 100%. That's what it's going for. Every dime, I promise you, is going to help secure our elections. We have stuff going on in all 50 states, from Alaska to Hawaii to Oregon to Arizona to Georgia to Delaware to Maine. It doesn't matter. We're leaving no county and no state behind. We will not stop until we have our elections secure. We need our great real president, Donald Trump, back in office so that we can save our country. And they're going, well, Mike, this is just a political thing here, huh? No, I said, and I've said it before, you know, we have elections. We can't have selections. We have to have elections. This isn't just about one person and one election obviously know what coming up is critical, but these are every down ticket. They're using these machines, everybody, these computers to steal. If you're a Republican out there, that's where they're taking the Republican you want. They're taking it in the primaries. This is where they're doing their manipulation there. They want that uniparty person in there. A lot of people call them rhinos. There's a rhino, but then there's also a uniparty. You got a Democrat. There's a uniparty Democrats too that even the Democrats don't know about. When you got this uniparty that took our country along with the deep state, the globalists, and the CCP, you see how Robin Voss tied to the CCP there? You know, first time I went and met John Merrill down in Alabama, you know, they say he had ties to China. What was the deal there? All of a sudden I tell him about his dirty voter rolls that 4,662 people voted in Alabama that were over 110 years old in the 2020 election, at least according to his data, came right out of his machines. John looks at me and says, well, Mike, we live pretty good here in Alabama. Disgusting, John Merrill. Why would you even say something like that? I thought he was joking. It wasn't a joke. He just walked away. Walked away. There's no evidence of anything in Alabama. There's no crime in Alabama. Donald Trump won Alabama. What does it have to do with our corrupt elections, everybody? Every state, every county in this country in the 2020 election had people vote in that county or state that didn't live there or was deceased. Now, that's a felony, but the people didn't do it. Thousands of people didn't march into Wisconsin and say, hey, let's go vote. Who's with me? Who wants to go vote for Biden? It didn't happen. It wasn't real. When you say, you know, all these things, how is it so hard for everybody to wrap your head around? You think the Democrats just could, you know, sign 15 million ballots to cover up this election? I get tired of people saying, well, you know what? There was a lot of fraud, Mike, but machines, come on now. No, machines, but people don't want to believe it. Well, it's coming around now. Everybody knows it was computers. You can't steal that many numbers and do it without computers. You can't. You can't. It's impossible. Mathematics say it's impossible. Why don't you ask the lady down in Georgia, that nice Democrat, we always love talking about her. She got zero votes in her own precinct. Three Democrats. She got zero votes in her own precinct. Her and her husband lived there. I always say Crooked Brad should have given him at least two votes. They'd have said, or given her, they could have gave her two votes. Said, I'm sorry, ma'am, nobody loves you but your husband. Or they could have gave her one vote and they'd probably be getting a divorce. But Crooked Brad, they gave her zero. So they had to look into it. Oh, gee. I'm sorry, you really got 3,622 votes. You went from third to first. But nobody talks about this. Fox News ain't going to talk about it. Newsmax ain't going to talk about it. Salem Media is not going to talk about it. These platforms are afraid to say the word Dominion or Smartmatic or Heart or ESNS. If we don't start talking and get rid of them now, it's over, everybody. We've got to save our country. Please donate right now, whatever you can. If you can't afford it, go call someone who can, please. I know the economy is terrible right now. They've destroyed it. But I'll tell you, this will be the best money you ever spend in your life, ever. I can't think of anything else to spend it on. Everything comes from our election. Everything. I've said it before. This money that you're putting in, we're not out to save the whales. We do that later. We got to save our country. Then we can save all this other stuff. Then we can worry about all these other things that are going wrong. These are the manifestation of the bad election, of having a selection. You've seen in there where they talked about Venezuela. Venezuela, everybody, you've seen this tape tonight. I talked to the Venezuela underground so many times over the last 3 years. They were one of the first countries to be taken by the electronic voting machine. And you know what? You just heard, they voted out. Once you got the machines and you take a vote, do we want machines? What do you think the machines are going to say? They're going to say no. You're keeping us. You're here to stay. Their country's gone. They have one shot. They were in tears. I've been in tears with them so many times. They said, we were hoping that someday the United States would wake up and help us. Maybe it would happen to them where people would be courageous and stand firm and say, no, we've got to get to paper ballots hand counted. And there's countries all over the world that are following suit. You've got Argentina. They went to paper ballots hand counted. One judge said, get rid of the machines. Then you had Taiwan save their country. Ecuador saved their country. You have Germany, France, UK, Netherlands. They all have paper ballots hand counted. You guys, we already have a system we developed that's better than all theirs for paper ballots hand counted. We need your help. We need your help, and we need it now. We have to save our country. I'm never going to stop talking about this until our country is secure, our elections are secure, and we have our great real President Donald Trump back in, because you know what he said the other day? The day he gets back in office, we're going to go to same-day voting, paper ballots, hand-counted, voter ID, precinct level, signature required. And by the way, that's what the RNC voted in last summer, too, 168-0. So if any of them out there in your state say, oh, yeah, we want to have early voting and we want to, everybody vote early, it's the thing to do. No, you vote day of. You vote same day. It's harder for them to cheat, and that's what we need to do. They're just misconstrued. So I'm going to tell everybody, thanks for watching the Lindell Report. Remember, keep the faith, everybody. We're going to get to a great place out here, and all the bad things had to happen to this the way to open people's eyes. We're in the greatest revival for Jesus Christ because of that. People are getting their eyes open. Their eyes are getting open when bad things happen. And when we get to that great place, we're going to look back and say, everything had to happen just the way it did in order to get to the great place. And it was all on God's timing. So thanks, everybody. And thanks for helping out. And we'll see you tomorrow night. God bless you.